All right, welcome back to another episode. Thank you for tuning in. And in today's episode, I would like to talk about the much debated subject of attachment versus detachment, or detachment versus attachment, in the context of getting what we want, in the context of our goals, our vision, our desires. Because there are various communities in which different philosophies and techniques are taught, I guess. Some people are saying, oh, you need to set your goal and then detach from it. And others are saying you need to set your goal and stay attached. So I just want to clear that up if I can by sharing what I've found to be true and what works based on the truth about you, not what works based on a technique, because the techniques themselves don't work. It's you, it's what the techniques support you to do, which is to come into an understanding of the power of you. So here's a formula, if you like, of which two components are detachment and attachment. So in creating change, in getting what we want, setting our goals, our vision, what most people do is they set a goal for how much money they'd like to have in the bank, or set a physical goal for income or a lifestyle, new cars, new houses, yachts in Monaco Harbour, they individually want. They're setting goals for what they can have. Most people are not setting goals for who that person is, for the becoming, for stepping into the state of consciousness that is aligned with the having. So most people are not doing self-observation in the way that it needs to be done. Most people are not aware of their current state of consciousness. And we need to be aware of that first and foremost. Because one of the reasons people don't achieve their goals is they don't factor that in. And when they're setting their goals for more money in the bank, they're not aware that actually they're coming at it from a state of consciousness which is lack, which is not having. And they're not aware of their identity, their state, that they're currently in. So that first and foremost, self-observation. Without judgment, because it just is what it is. There's no need to judge it. There's no sense in judging it. It just is what it is. It's what we've identified with in our lifetime up until that point. It's not the truth about us. Just back to my earlier point, finding the truth about us supports us to get what we want. It's not the truth about us, it's just what we've identified with based on our conditioning, our current level of awareness, and so on. The next thing we've got to understand is, well, what are we, what do we want, what is our aim? Not just in terms of material possessions or a certain state of health or relationships, but who is the person we would like to become? And when I say that, we already are that person. It's just that we've not stepped into that state. We've been embodying some other state. But we are who we really are is greater than any state, which is why we get to choose them, why we get to move in and out of them. If we weren't greater than the states, then we wouldn't be able to step in and out of them. And we all go through, we all move in and out of any number of different states in the course of a day or a week or a year or a lifetime. And there are an infinite number of states. And we can at any moment choose to embody any one that we want. So being clear on the person we want to become is really key. Definition of aim. Then we're into detachment. And what detachment is all about is detaching from our current state of consciousness. Our current state of consciousness is what's responsible for creating our current results. Unless we learn to detach from that, we're going to keep perpetuating the results that we've been experiencing in our lives. And then there's the attachment piece, which is attaching to our aims, shifting our state of consciousness to be in alignment with whatever it is we want to achieve. That is the only way. All change starts with a shift in consciousness. We cannot achieve change consciously or unconsciously without a shift in our consciousness. So we've got to attach to the new state. I was asked a question this morning about letting go. When do I let go? Well, here's the thing. If we've got a goal or an aspiration and we impress it upon our consciousness as if it's already been achieved, then we let go at the point where it feels natural. Because properly moving into the state of already having it means we no longer have the desire. The desire disappears. If we've still got the desire, we haven't moved into the state of consciousness of having it. So if we're still attached to having it or to wanting it, we haven't made the necessary shift in our consciousness in order to experience it. We haven't moved to feeling like it's a done deal. And when we have done that, then there's no need to let go of anything because it's just like, well, that's it, it's done. I know it's done. It hasn't shown up in my experience yet, but I know it's done. In the same way that if you and I got on the phone together now and we knew each other, and I don't know who listens to this podcast, so, but if we knew each other and we were friends and we lived in the same city and we weren't in a lockdown and all the rest of it, but under normal circumstances, if we agreed to meet for a pint of beer or some dinner at a restaurant that we're both familiar with, we say, okay, I'll see you there tonight at 7:30. Now, we might have had a desire for meeting for dinner because we're two friends that like to see each other and spend time in each other's company. So there was a desire there. That was something we both wanted. So we have the phone call and we arrange to meet. Well, what happens to the desire? I still look forward to meeting you, but I'm looking forward to meeting you with a sense of positive anticipation, positive expectation. I'm not sitting, it would be really nice. I really want to meet Rob for dinner. I wish I could get in contact with him. I wish we could find a date. I wish we could find a restaurant. I wish. We're not sitting wishing anymore. It's a done deal. We're meeting at 7:30. It's done in our consciousness. And nor am I spending the rest of the day going, well, I hope Rob remembers. I wonder if I should send him a text to remind him that we're meeting for dinner tonight. And I don't get to the restaurant at 7:28 and start looking at my watch saying, oh, I wonder if Rob's going to turn up. It's done in my consciousness. We've both had a desire. We've arranged it on the phone. We've arranged to meet. It's done. So I let go of it by default. And likewise, if we're sitting in the restaurant together and we order some drinks, the drinks come over and the waiter comes over and says, what would you like to eat? And I say, oh, I'd love a medium rare. I'd love a ribeye steak, please, medium rare. Now, when he takes the order and he disappears off to the kitchen, I'm not sitting there thinking, I wonder if I should just go and check in the kitchen that they actually do have steak. I wonder if I should check that the waiter's given the order to the chef. I wonder if I should check that the chef's got, you know, clear on whether it's medium rare or... No, I'm not doing any of that because I've ordered the steak. I'm clear it's coming. I'm sitting chatting to you as my friend, enjoying your company and having a glass of wine. So I've let go of the need, the want for a steak. I know it's coming. So the attachment is attached to the state of consciousness that is aligned with what we're having, with what we want. The detachment is detaching from the state of consciousness that is constantly fearing that it won't turn up. And I wish people would get this right. Because it's our state of consciousness that creates. It's our state that's going to determine whether we experience it or not. Because our imaginal experiences create our physical experiences. And I can't move my state of consciousness. I can't move out of my current state unless I attach to my new state. I can't be in a state of lack and experience abundance. It just doesn't work like that. And it's got nothing to do with vibrating at a frequency or being happy-clappy. As I said to someone the other day, I know plenty of unhappy millionaires. But what they do have is they have a state of consciousness that's aligned with the wealth that they have in their lives. So I hope that helps. Detachment, attachment. I'm now going to get heavily attached to the cup of coffee that is sitting in front of me. I'm going to embody that coffee, and I'll see you on the next episode.